Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Morris. You can follow me on Twitter, at jmorrismcm. MuseumMiracles.com is the best place for all of your Titans news and analysis. You can check that out, at TitansMCM on Twitter. Be sure and keep an eye open this week for a contest we're going to be running to win a Bud Dupree signed helmet. We're going to do kind of a subscription drive type deal. So to be eligible to receive that, you're just going to have to subscribe to the podcast and send over a screenshot showing that you are. You know, if you've already subscribed, that's great. Send that over. If you're newly subscribed, once you subscribe, just take that screenshot and send it to me and you'll be eligible to win. We'll do a drawing kind of, you know, in the middle of training camp. All right, so we got a couple of pieces of good news as players have started to report to training camp over the weekend. The guys that had to come in over the weekend were rookies and guys that have been injured that are rehabbing various types of injuries. So the first piece of good news comes as it pertains to Treylon Burks. Diana Rossini was on the Athletic Football Podcast at some point over the weekend, and she said that the Titans are very happy with how Burks has showed up to camp, that he lost a bunch of weight, that he's in shape, that he's ready to go. You can find that. She was on, like I said, the Athletic Football Podcast. Around the 60-minute mark of that episode is where you can find her comments. And, you know, I've seen some people on Twitter questioning whether or not the report is legitimate. What I'll say is that Rossini, over the last couple of years especially, has been really plugged in with the Titans. She has a really good source with the Titans. I don't know who it is or whatever, but she has had really good information with the team as far as that's concerned. So I think, you know, and again, the other thing is the Titans are very hesitant to share any information. And I cannot think of a case offhand where they've ever, you know, blown smoke just to help a guy's mental state or whatever. Like, that's not what they do. Their default is to share absolutely nothing. So I think the fact that, you know, there are reports coming from inside the building that they are happy with how he came back, that he's ready to go, I think we can trust that. Now, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're going to see in a few days here when they get on the field, we'll know whether or not he's ready to go, whether or not he's in shape. You know, we saw reports right away from those first OTAs that he was, you know, off the field, wasn't able to finish, all that type of stuff. We saw that right away. So, again, we're going to have – that's what everybody – every reporter that's at practice is going to be watching that. They're going to have their eyes on him to see what he's doing, to see if he can get through practices, to see if he looks winded. I mean, there's going to be so much attention paid to that, that we'll know the answer on this very quickly. So we'll be keeping an eye on that like everybody else, keep you updated as far as that's concerned. Secondly, the PUP list was announced, and they did put three guys on PUP, but none of them were named Caleb Farley or Robert Woods. So, you know, there were three guys that we were a little bit concerned about. Woods, Farley, and then Christian Fulton had an offseason procedure as well. None of those three are starting camp on PUP. Now, if you're not familiar with training camp PUP, it's basically guys that come and aren't ready to go. It's not like in season where they have to be there for a certain length of time. They can come off whenever they're healthy and ready. So it wouldn't have been the end of the world if any of those guys had have gotten put on PUP. But the fact that they didn't means they're going to be ready to go. Now, you know, both Woods and Farley, who are coming off a torn ACL, they, you know, did it during the season last year. I think Farley's was earlier than Woods's. You know, Woods was out there in OTAs, which is a little bit surprising. I mean, he was non-contact, obviously, and I don't think we'll see him in the preseason. They're obviously going to be really careful with his reps as he comes back from that. But again, the fact that both of these guys are going to be on the field practicing is a really big deal. I mean, that means that they're going to get the practice reps in. They'll be a little bit different. You know, I'm sure they'll still be non-contact. I'd be surprised if we see either one of them in the preseason, just kind of based off the timeline and that kind of stuff. But, you know, these live reps in practice, you can't beat. I'll be interested to see, you know, the Titans have scheduled workouts with the Bucs and the Cardinals, you know, during this training camp period. So I'll be interested to see if they take part in those. I'd be a little bit surprised if they did. But again, just the ability to be out there, to get these reps in, to be on the field, I mean, that helps the conditioning. They can keep that up while they're out there. So it's a really good sign for both of those guys. And this defensive back group in particular, you know, I think they have a chance to be really good. But if they're going to hit their ceiling, Farley has to be out there and good. I mean, they took him in the first round in 2021. Obviously, if you do that, you have high hopes for a guy. You think he has a really high ceiling. So for that group to be as good as it possibly can be with Fulton, with Byard, with Hooker. I mean, there's a lot of potential there. So, but I mean, for them to really kind of get to that next level, they need Farley to be out there and be good. So this is a good sign, first step for him. You know, he had all the back stuff last offseason. So the fact that he's out there ready to go in camp starts a good thing. And same deal with the receivers, right? I mean, talk so much about Burks, depth questions there for sure. But Robert Woods is a guy that they're going to need to be – he's going to need to be good if that group is going to have a chance to be productive. And, again, I've said Burks doesn't have to replace A.J. Brown, but they need Burks and Wood to both be good to, you know, to go towards replacing that production. So this is a good first step in that direction, and we'll just keep an eye on it as it goes. All right, so that'll do it for today's show. Again, as always, I appreciate you so much for listening. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast. Search out Music City Miracles Radio. That's how you'll find it, not the abbreviated MCM. And I'll post links for how to subscribe and all that stuff on the blog. So again, at J Morris MCM, at Titans MCM. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you again tomorrow.